Hello there, this is Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and today I'm just on the borderline of Oldham. I'm up in Milnrow and I've been kindly invited up to meet Will and Alex from Paintbox Fires. Paintbox Fires are a four-piece outfit. They've been going just over 12 months and they've had some really high profile gigs so far, particularly down in Manchester, Retro Bar, Vibe Bar, Zombie Shack Academy, Ruby Lounge, Deaf Institute. I could go on. They've had a terrific start to life as a band, but because I've not actually met the guys before, we'll go right back to the beginning and find out a little bit how they got together. The vocalist is Roxy. We've got Jake Higginbottom on bass, Alex Goodall guitar, and Will Brooks on drums. And as I say, I'm joined by Will and Alex. So, Will, tell the listeners how Paintbox Fires became a band. How did you kind of meet? Did you meet at school?
Well, I met Alex through friends. Well, because I went to a different school, Hume in Oldham, and Alex went to that school there, Hollingworth High.
Yeah.
And then through them, I met him and found out that he played guitar.
Okay.
So I went around and we made a playlist on iTunes of all the songs we liked, and we just played along to those.
Right.
And then we thought we wanted to play our own music.
Yeah.
So Roxy is my cousin.
I see.
And I knew she could sing.
Yeah.
So we got her, and then we wanted a bass player, so we found Jake.
Right, good stuff. So it was just like a natural coming together, really.
Yeah.
So influences are quite heavy, Alex, aren't they? You list the Foo Fighters, White Stripes, even as heavy as Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. So is that something, are they, obviously they're bands that you've been into growing up, I guess, are they?
Yeah, I'd say that we've always been exposed to a lot of music between us. Mm. I think Will especially brings that kind of Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin kind of vibe to us.
Mm.
I myself, I'm kind of more into Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
Jake's a massive Muse fan.
Yeah.
So we all kind of bring different elements to the band and create weird sounds and things that hopefully are quite different.
And sort of reaction from, obviously your fan base will be growing slowly at the moment, but good reaction so far from kind of friends and...
Yeah, generally speaking.
Yeah, good. Okay, so as I said earlier, you've already had quite a number of high-profile gigs in Manchester, Will. Have you just kind of been arranging them yourself?
Yeah, I just message promoters and ask if they can put us on.
Yeah.
And we work with a promoter called Dusty Pop.
Right.
Who does most of our gigs.
Mm.
We occasionally use other people, but they've done most of it.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of made friends now.
Good. Presumably just showcase night. So any highlights? There must have been some highlights because you've played at some good places already.
We headlined the Ruby Lounge.
All right.
Which was fun. Yeah. That was our first headline.
Yeah.
And then we headlined the Retro Bar, which is a bit smaller, but that was like the best.
Mm.
Those two are our best gigs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So presumably they're your favourite sort of venues in Manchester, are they?
The Deaf Institute was my personal favourite.
I like that one.
It's got a nice kind of... Just a general atmosphere. It's quite nice.
And a disco ball.
And a disco ball, which is always important.
What about more... Obviously, a lot of the young bands headed to Manchester generally, but have you played many more local sort of Oldham Rochdale gigs at all?
Vibe Bar.
Yeah,
that's the most local.
Yeah,
right. But all of them in Manchester, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay then. So, and you've actually been recording. You've recorded four tracks, and there's one actually on your Facebook account called Ghosts, which is great. So, where did you record your four tracks?
We recorded those at Studio in Whitworth.
Right. Okay.
Mm.
So when was that?
We recorded Ghosts in May or April, I think.
June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some point this year.
Yeah. So you've got sort of physical CDs to dish out at gigs and stuff like that. And the reaction to those has been good, has it?
Yeah, people like them, it seems.
So what's the kind of plan for, have you any gigs coming up at all? What's the plan, Will?
Not at the minute, no.
We're focusing on writing a lot recently.
Are you?
We've been writing a lot more music.
Right.
At the moment we probably have six new things in the pipeline.
Yeah, so. Do you do any covers at all?
We've dabbled in some covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a Florence and the Machine song.
Oh, yeah.
And a White Stripes song. And a Muse song once. We try and focus as much as we can on playing our own stuff. Mm. It's important nowadays.
Will, this is a question for you. How would you describe to listeners your your sound then?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'd say a bit of everything from funk to rock and punk and everything, everything in one.
But it's slightly heavier than your sort of regular indie sound, if you like.
Yeah, which is, I think, comes from me because I like Black Sabbath a lot.
Right, okay. You seen him?
Yeah.
Have you?
I have.
Good. Best day. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Right. So you obviously you're working on kind of new material, rehearsing. Have you any further studio plans at all? Or?
We're planning to try and get together an album at some point soon.
Right. Okay.
We've probably got enough material now, so just got to find the money and record it. But we're thinking about trying to do it in the garage.
Oh yeah.
In Will's garage, because. We reckon we probably have most of the gear that we need, just a few mics and stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So, many gigs in before Christmas, before the end of the year, should I say, Will? Or are you just going to leave it till 2016 now?
We're probably cramming as much as we can, because we don't see why we should ever stop, really.
Right, okay.
Because we rehearse once or twice a week, so we either play the set or write some new songs in that time.
We're always ready to play.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, are you hoping to sort of cram a few gigs in before Christmas or just
definitely.
Okay, so obviously listeners, just check out Paintbox Fires on Twitter and Facebook. We're obviously coming to the end of 2015 now, so I'll ask Alex this kind of final question. What are your hopes for Paintbox Fires next year and in the grand scheme of things? I mean, what's the ultimate kind of ambition and for the band?
I'd say that we all love what we do, and we want to hopefully make it our careers. Hopefully be able to live off doing the things that we love doing. Most of us are doing music courses at college now.
Right, okay.
To get us kind of ready for the industry. But we all love Paintbox Fires, and we all want to stay in the band as much as possible. As far as 2016 is concerned, I guess, I think we're kind of hoping that it's going to be the year of our first proper release on the label, or even by ourselves, you know.
So what about this one for you, finally, Will? Where do you see Paintbox Fires in 5 years?
Ooh.
I know it's quite a long time, actually, do you kind of crave the big sort of arena tours and all that kind of thing? Or?
It would be nice, but I don't mind if not. I just want to be able to feed myself off the money from doing it.
Yeah,
that's all I want. Not have to do anything else.
Yeah, excellent. Not have to go to college and stuff like you're going to have to be doing soon. But right, okay then, excellent. So I'd advise Chronicle listeners to have a listen to Paintbox Fires, as I say, on the various social media outlets. And until the next time, lads, thanks very much for speaking to me.
Cheers, thanks.
All right, cheers.